Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back, 23 after the hour. That's from the Wayback Machine, by the way, folks. Probably knew that. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Diane DiResta is our guest, tenure member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. Author of the revised edition of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. Diane, I need your website, please.
DiResta.com, D as in David, I, R, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, DiResta.com.
So check it out, folks, and you can find the things that she does to help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace and encourage people to think the way you want them to think, like as in sales or whatever you're doing. Diane, we're going to completely change the subjects and talk about something we've never talked about before. We've done a lot of different medical things here. We have in October, we have we do a couple of breast cancer awareness programs with my Brain Trust members who are breast cancer survivors. But we're going to talk about a topic today that's never been on this show, and it's because of your husband. Your husband, tell the audience what the subject is.
Kidney donation and kidney disease. My husband, Ed, has fifth stage or end stage renal disease. And what's related to that is type 2 diabetes, which can affect the kidney, which he does have. But he also was born with one kidney, which is horseshoe shaped, and they didn't discover it until he was about 62, 63, wow, which is amazing. But so he's in like what they call final stage kidney disease, and he goes on dialysis 3 days a week. And so the misperception is they think, oh, well, dialysis is the remedy. Well, no, it's not like an artificial kidney. All it's doing is cleaning out the toxins, but you still only have 15% use or capacity of your kidney. So obviously there's a lot of fatigue and, you know, side effects,
right,
and it's a difficult lifestyle.
It's really,
so
it really
what
is.
So
you're on a list,
yeah,
right?
So,
he's on a list for donation?
Yes, so we're on a list. So there are two ways you can get a kidney. You can get on a list with a hospital, and we're on a list with New York Presbyterian. Now the waiting list is 8 to 10 years. St. Barnabas,
wow,
in New Jersey, the waiting list is 4 to 5 years. So we've been advised to go and find a live kidney donor because, surprisingly, Jim, there are people who want to do this because you can literally save a life. And there are people who want to what's called do a mitzvah in the Jewish religion,
wow,
or, you know, do a good deed. So what we did is we were very fortunate. My friend Sharon Morantz told me about Renewal. Renewal.org is the nonprofit, the premier, that matches kidney donors and recipients. And so one of the things they told us right away is you have to create a Facebook page. So we do. It's called Kidney Donor for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to start to have events and to spread the word. So when you say we have a totally different topic, not necessarily because the same skills of speaking about getting,
yes,
the message out,
you
I'm
gotta
using
get everything,
yes,
every project that is important has to, a message has to be developed for it. That's exactly right.
So here's what we're doing. You know, I have a friend who worked for a health publication. She's written two articles. The first article actually got somebody interested. The woman was from San Francisco. She was interested in donating a kidney, and then she backed out, which is fine. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it gave us hope because we know this is happening. Now, the other thing is there's such a pool of donors. They're a group, and Renewal is very good to their donors. They have a monthly, a yearly march. And what Renewal does is they take you from A to Z. Once a donor is identified, they're with you in the operating room. They're holding your,
wow,
hand. I mean, not literally in the OR. They're in the,
mm-hmm,
waiting room with you. They also provide funding for the 4 weeks that you are out of work. They contribute money to help you with your lost wages.
Mm-hmm.
So they do whatever they can. But the onus is up to the person to attract the person. So that's what we're doing.
And the person donating the organ, doesn't benefit financially in any way in this. This is a total gesture, an amazing gesture.
Yes. Yes. In fact, it's illegal in this country to pay for an organ.
Yeah, right.
And when I first heard of Renewal, I was so impressed with their mission. I said, I'm happy to make a donation. And so they said, we can't take it. Once your husband gets a kidney, we could do it, but we can't take it up front. So, yeah, so if your loved one needs a kidney, I don't think they would take a donation.
Renewal.org.
Now,
so if you have, let me stop you.
Sure.
Dan. Folks, if you need a kidney, renewal.org. If you're one of these people, you know, I think I'm a generous person with my time and my resources here, but this blows me out of the water. I mean, anybody who would give someone a kidney, this is just an unbelievable gesture. I can't even comprehend that. So, but if you're a person who feels that way, who's led to do that, say it again. Say the website again, Diane.
Renewal.org.
Renewal.org. That's where they go, right? To if they want to contact people and say, I'm ready to go. Could someone contact them and say, I want my kidney to go to Ed?
Yes, here's how you do it. You email R23881@renewal.org.
Say
and
it
you
again.
Simply email and say R23881@renewal.org, and maybe we can put that on your website as well.
Yeah.
Yes, so that would go directly to them, and they would know it was for Ed.
They would
Everyone
know it's
has
for
their
Ed.
Own email address.
All
yes.
Right. Say the numbers again, not the rest of it. Say the first part of it again.
Capital R23881@renewal.org.
All right. Hey, Diane, good luck with this. Good luck. Give our best to Ed.
Thank you so much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.